You're listening to The Takeout.
This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett, Chief White House Correspondent of CBS News, joined as I am every episode by the world's greatest podcast sidekick, Steve Shigaris, Political Director of CBS News. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Major.
So, The Outtake Especial has a kind of lighter touch to it, but we're dealing with a very serious subject, so we're going to be less light than we typically are. But let's just, you know, where we are. Cafe Bonaparte here in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., over breakfast, because every episode of The Takeout is always built around a meal. I've polished off my meal, as I typically make shorter order of. But that's nothing new for those of you who watch on CBSN, and you know we love you.
Two bites.
Two bites. It's all gone. David Martin is our special guest. The topic around Veterans Day is Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor recipients, the process, and David Martin's extensive work talking to, interviewing, and learning the stories of those who have received the highest medal for military valor that our country can confer. David, I'm going to ask you a question that's based on my own sense of insecurities, and I wonder if you have ever felt this as you prepared for any of your Medal of Honor recipient interviews. I would sort of walk in thinking, I'm not worthy. I'm not qualified to talk to this person about that which they lived through and that which they are now being recognized for. Did you ever go through that?
I didn't, because I think I realized very early on they're walking in feeling they're not worthy either. Mm. So you got two not worthy.
Cancel each other out.
So, but I think what I've learned to do is, you know, at first I would research the battle upside down and sideways so I knew every in and out of the thing. And then I realized, you know, the ins and outs aren't that important. It's what the person was thinking at the time and what he's thinking about now. And if you try to go into every detail of the battle, you're only going to confuse the viewer. So let's cut to the chase. And instead of saying how Gary Rose saved or treated 60 to 70 wounded, you can't go into that kind of detail. So you just say that and then ask him to tell you what it was like. And that's where you get these great lines about just put one foot in front of the other. What else are you going to do? You going to give up? No.
You've seen these Medal of Honor ceremonies over the years. How many presidents? Three, four? Have you seen?
Well, they started handing them. They started awarding them again with George W. Bush in the invasion.
Okay, so
of Iraq.
Bush, Obama, Trump.
Yeah.
Tell us what your take is on how they've sort of handled these moments.
Well, I always thought Obama was the best at it in terms of having an emotional bond with the soldier. Although I would not necessarily think that that soldier had an emotional bond with with President Obama, because lots of times they wouldn't agree politically. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, George Bush, he had to have on his mind every time he went up there that he was the guy that started this all. Mm-hmm. These guys are up here because I invaded Iraq. And actually, the thing I remember most about George Bush, it was not a Medal of Honor ceremony, but it was a ceremony for at an army base, in which medals were being awarded, and some of them were posthumous. And one of them went to the mother of a soldier who had been killed in combat. And George Bush stood in front of that woman, as close as we are right now, for 2 or 3 minutes while they read that citation. And he had to look her in the eye for that entire time. And he did it. And that always impressed me about George Bush, that he understood what he had started, and he could deal with it.
Kind of a basic requirement of that office under those circumstances. You've got to look that person in the eye.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any training for that.
What about this president? He just had his first recently.
You know, it's kind of blown up into this political controversy. Mm-hmm. A chaplain at Fort Irwin, California, whose job it was to knock on every door of the fallen and tell the family, said he had gotten every conceivable reaction. Some people wouldn't let him in. Other people would let him in and serve him coffee. Some people would curse at him. Some people would just faint dead away. And he said, and this is what I remember about this conversation, he said, whatever the reaction, it was appropriate. So I'm willing to chalk that up to President Trump's conversation with the widow of David Johnson. She felt he had
been disrespectful.
Her husband. That's her reaction. It's appropriate.
Right. And General Kelly, four-star Marine general, now White House Chief of Staff, tried to put some context around the difficulty of this process and how everything is open to interpretation, and that that moment with your emotion so raw, things are difficult. It's not a preordained, scripted interaction. It has every bit of emotion you can possibly imagine thrown into it at a very high stress level on both sides of the conversation, I would think.
And there's nothing you can say that's going to make it right.
And General Kelly said the calls you most want, because he has some personal experience with this, his son died in Afghanistan, is you want calls from those who served with your loved one, right next to them. Those are the ones, if they provide any comfort at all, those are the calls that do.
And in my experience, they really do say he was doing what he loved when he died, and he was with the people he loved when he died.
And the part of the president's conversation with the widow of David Johnson was he knew what he was signing up for. That's also true, but it can be open to interpretation. What does that mean, and what are you saying?
Well, I've always been uncomfortable with the thought that somehow volunteers operate by a different standard than draftees. I mean, once you're in it,
You're in it,
and you deserve the full support of the U.S. government. And to me, it doesn't really matter whether you're a volunteer or a draftee.
That's the voice of David Martin, national security correspondent for CBS News, and our very special guest. This episode entirely devoted to Medal of Honor recipients. David, thank you so much. We've been at Cafe Bonaparte in Georgetown. Steve Shigaris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
One heck of an episode, though, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been The Takeout.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari and Katiana Krachenko. CBSN production by Alex Zuckerman and Eric Susanen. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.